whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting in our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, with representatives of J.W. Graham and Yes Gallery in Wickford. And Julie is here. Welcome, Julie. You and I have done a lot of this kind of thing.
We sure have, Mike.
Julie Beebe is here along with her husband, Palmer. Welcome, Palmer.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
This is our first meeting, so I'm going to want to get to know a lot about you and what J.W. Graham and Yes Gallery is all about in Wickford. But let's start a little bit, Palmer, with you. Is your background, are you a longtime Rhode Island person or new to the area?
Both. I guess I've been here for this round. I've been here for 25 years.
Oh, okay. Perhaps. So not just moved in last week.
You've been around for a while. No. Okay. But I've got family that's been sprinkled throughout New England for forever.
And a lot of a long time retail environment in your background, or is this a new adventure for you?
No, I've been through several iterations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've done some technical writing and done some work on large machinery, done some computer and cellular work back in the 80s, done mm-hmm. a number of things, but
an all-around guy.
Yeah. Hopefully this is my final career.
And Julie, when did you get involved?
I've actually been working in retail since I was 15.
Wow, so 5 years now. Wow.
Yeah.
Since you were 15, and that locally, or?
Yeah, actually, all but 3 years, I've worked in Wickford since then. So
really?
Yeah, and I spent 3 years working in Providence, and
And hated it.
And I like Wickford a lot better.
Okay, that's good. All right, so you've both been here for quite a while, and J.W. Graham, I noticed that Graham is not in either of your names.
No.
So how did that come about?
J.W. Graham, Jim Graham, okay. was my stepfather.
Okay.
And he started J.W. Graham in 1980, I think we found out.
Yep.
But before that, he had another store in the village, in Wickford Village, called Different Drummer. And before that, he had another one and had moved it. But anyway, so he opened up his second location in Wickford and named it after himself.
Okay, so Jim Graham.
Jim Graham, yes.
All right, and so that was that all, you know, like a general store kind of place or
yeah,
gift shop?
Yeah, his original store was cards, jewelry, pottery, candles.
So gifts, more or little, less, yeah.
Yes, and then the new store was more home furniture, lamps, furniture.
I see.
Larger things.
And you took that over, you said, in like the
96.
96, okay.
Yes.
And so then now we often say in our commercials that Julie does, J.W. Graham and Yes Gallery. Now, when did Yes Gallery come into the picture?
So when I started working at J.W. Graham, which was almost 20 years ago, we carried a lot of home decor and gift and garden items and just sort of it. By then, the store had become a great assortment of a lot of different things, and it was mostly all handmade by artists that we mm-hmm. met, either local folks that would come in and show us their work, and we would choose to buy and sell in our store. Or we would also travel, and still do, travel to a lot of shows, and we would focus on American handcraft. So when I started working for Palmer, we would travel to shows together and do our buying, and we also carried jewelry. And back in the beginning of its time, we discovered a line of jewelry called Pandora jewelry, which became quite...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, you have? So it became quite a popular line, to say the least, and it literally forced us to outgrow our space at J.W. Graham. So right about when Pandora came out with their own display cases and this idea of what they called a concept, a Pandora concept shop in shop, we had a space right across the street from J.W. Graham opened up, mm-hmm. which had been formerly occupied by Green Ink. And they moved down the street to a bigger space. And now we're looking at the space right across the street saying, wow, you know, in order to do this Pandora shop and shop within the store, we would need to give up a lot of things
right.
to make room. Right. And wow, look at that space right across the street. That would be awfully convenient. How can we possibly split our store? And so we came up with this plan to move home decor and gift, including furniture and lamps and bigger items like that, and move all of that across the street and keep J.W. Graham just jewelry and accessories. So we moved all of our pottery and blown glass and wind chimes, furniture, lamps, Christmas ornaments, woodworking, all of these crafts got moved across the street and became Yes Gallery.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
And this was 10 years ago, oh. Yes.
Okay, you remember it well, I'm sure.
I remember it being 2009.
Yep.
There was a lot of work involved.
Carrying a lot of things across the street.
But it went surprisingly fast. It was. We had a lot of worker bees, and everybody was grabbing stuff and walking across the street. It went fairly well.
So, well, listening to Julie the few times I've had, I'm sure she's pretty organized about things like that. So.
Very organized, yes.
I like to have a plan.
Yeah, have a plan. All right. So that was the beginning of Yes Gallery 10 years ago.
It was. And
it's still kind of the same now, more or less?
It is. So once we took over this new space, now we had a lot of space to fill, though, too. So mm-hmm. we were able to expand within Yes Gallery. We expanded on bringing in a lot more gift items. And at J.W. Graham, we brought in many more jewelry lines, lines of handbags and hats and clothing. And we found it was pretty interesting. We found that many of our customers would still shop both stores, but we had certain customers that were more drawn to one or the other. So mm-hmm. we had the customers who were big gift buyers that really appreciated all the handmade pieces that we would find, the unusual works that were, you know, really made something special to give to someone else.
Right.
They just loved what Yes Gallery became. And then we had the customers who were like really trend driven, that were, you know, a lot of our Pandora customers. They loved seeing all the new collections of jewelry coming in. And then we brought in Alex and Ani early on. And so then they got really into that. And we found that we had this jewelry customer who just, you know, wanted us to stay on the cutting edge of what's hot and what's trendy. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, when we first split the stores, we, other than Pandora, most of the jewelry we carried was smaller handcrafted lines.
Mm-hmm.
And once we realized our customer, you know, it was sort of at the same time where the economy was having a difficult time, and our customer really appreciated the lines like Pandora and Alex and Ani, where you could come in and get a gift for
under
like
yeah.
yeah under $30 even yeah, you yeah. know. So we had this like steady stream of customers getting these lower priced affordable, they would call it sometimes an affordable luxury brand, because it was still, you know,
still nice stuff
but
no mortgage involved,
right? Exactly. So more and more, J.W. Graham became more of manufactured lines, and trend-driven lines. And we still have quite a number of smaller handmade lines of jewelry in there. But yeah, so it's interesting because mm-hmm. we expected that all of our customers would shop both stores equally, and we ended up having, you know, a good amount of crossover customers, but definitely two very distinct groups of people who had a favorite.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. You know, I've had lots of businesses in that are family operated or owned, and you two as co-owners, also husband and wife. Palmer, I'm going to ask you the question. What's it like to work with your wife every day?
Hard.
Hard?
No, it's not hard. And a lot of people ask, how do you do it? And yeah. I guess we each have responsibilities, mm-hmm. areas of responsibility, that things that we take care of and defer to each other depending on what comes up. Mm-hmm. As far as the
day-to-day operations, the decisions are joint or discussed.
Yeah, there are times that we have to, it's hard to find time to talk together sometimes because we also have kids at home. But mm-hmm. but they're you know, it just depends on what comes up. Certain,
right.
Obviously, I defer most of the jewelry to her and most of the buying in general to her because her taste is superior to mine. She has a much better key on what customers like. And we I think sometimes it's hard to leave it at work, but we do our best to leave it at work.
Good.
And it takes practice. Yeah.
It does. Take practice.
We've had a lot of practice.
We have a lot of practice, a lot of negotiating, I'm sure, and a lot of giving in, so to speak. But it's great that it works out. Yeah. Now, being in Wickford, that's a whole nother area of kind of, I don't want to say expertise, that's not the right word, but it makes it a little bit unusual. You're not in downtown Providence, you're not in Newport, you're not in a heavy metropolis kind of place, you know, where lots and lots of people, although Wickford does get its fair share of tourists.
Yep.
But Wickford has got that small town feeling, right?
It really does. It's my favorite place on earth that I've been to. And I feel so grateful to be able to make a living in Wickford. You know, part of the enjoyment of having our business is getting to do it in Wickford. And, you know, there's this great camaraderie there where, you know, the shop owners, we all work together. We work together on community events that we put on throughout the year. We all have an understanding and agreement that we don't carry the same merchandise as each other. You know, there's mm-hmm. nothing worse than, you know, going to spend the day in this great little town and you go store to store to store and keep seeing the same things over and over. And there's just no point in that.
Right. The same Rhode Island Lighthouse coffee mug.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In fact, you find very little in any of our stores that actually say Wickford, because we're not, all of us really rely on our locals.
Right, right.
So yeah, we do get a bump in the summertime with tourists.
Not Newport.
And it's
though.
Great. Not, yeah, it's nothing not like kind of nothing like Newport tourism. But actually the month of December is, you know, completely makes our year. It's huge. And that's for the most part our locals doing holiday shopping.
Sure. And it's also close enough to, you know, I live in Providence, and for me to get to Wickford, it's not a day trip. It's, you know,
right.
Oh, I think I'll go down and we'll shop there.
Exactly.
Right. You go right past
hours.
It to get here, right?
Well, yes, yeah. I do. Yeah, but I mean, but even as a shopper, I think a lot of people in East Greenwich or Warwick or Cranston or Johnston, you know, Wickford is not like going over there.
Right.
Over the bridge.
Overseas.
Well, yeah, and there's plenty of free parking. I mean, you can just pull up, and a lot of the parking's right on the waterfront, so you pull up, and as soon as you get out of your car, it's just this beautiful scenery, and you just start strolling.
Well, it is a beautiful area, and I know from personal experience that there are a lot of businesses that are like you. There's not too many areas where you don't even probably realize you mentioned another business earlier when you said Green Ink moved down the street.
Oh yeah,
a lot of businesses would never mention another business in their area.
We're all like family.
If I had the time, I would tell you how great every single shop in Wickford is. Like really, yeah. We are in the most amazing company. Great shop owners, mm-hmm. And like I said, we work together to do community events. We just get along, and I think it shows because when you come to Wickford, I mean. All of our attitude is if a customer comes in looking for something, if I don't have it, I'm going to rack my brain trying to think of who in Wickford does because I want you to shop in Wickford. It's an amazing place.
Just like the Miracle on 34th Street. Right?
We actually do seem like a movie scene, yeah, especially at Christmas time.
Well, we're going to find out a little bit more about the individual things you carry in the stores and an interesting subject called BB's Bees when we come back. But we'll take a commercial break and be back with more of J.W. Graham and Yes Gal. We are back on Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Julie and Palmer Beebe, who own J.W. Graham and Yes Gallery in beautiful downtown Wickford. I guess downtown's not the right idea, but... The village of. And I did allude to the fact that I was going to ask you about BB's Bees. Now, what is that about?
I'm a beekeeper.
Thank you. Now.
That's what that's about.
You're a beekeeper, so you harvest the honey.
We do.
Is that for sale?
We sell it in our store.
At Yes Gallery?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It started as a hobby, and has we decided that either I had to give up my hobby or we had to make some money with it, and so we've been ramping up production and
babying the bees more.
Yeah,
spending. Let them listen to the classical station so they're happier.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah, we could pipe it into the apiary.
There you go. I actually had a woman talk to me at. I was at a Chorus of Westerly event a couple weeks ago. A woman tapped me on the shoulder. She said, "I don't know if I should tell you this, but our dogs love you."
Really?
Yeah. That's great.
Dogs listen to the radio.
Have a soothing voice, I think.
Well, I guess. Yeah. It's the music, not me. Yeah.
Oh, but, okay.
But bees, and now as I think most people think of bees, they think of honey. Is that it? Is there any other byproduct?
Candles. We make candles from the wax.
Okay. You do
we
make
save,
it, okay.
Yep.
Our kids actually help with them. It was our kids' idea to make candles. So
how cool is that?
They help with that.
We've got quite a few cool molds that they use. So there's all different shapes. There's pillar candles, but then there are decorative candles, mm-hmm. like a bee scap and a lighthouse and a decorative egg.
I knew we'd get the lighthouse in there somewhere.
Oh, of course. Yeah, okay. You have to have the lighthouse somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Now, when you say kids, you have two, right?
We sure do.
A girl and a boy?
A girl and a boy.
And rough ages?
7 and 10.
7 and 10. So they're right at that age where they can help out before they mm-hmm. become too much of a pain, right?
they're in between the pain phases.
The 4 and 5 year olds that are hard to manage and the teenagers that you don't want to manage.
I right? know.
But it'll happen. Trust me. I've been there. Mm. Okay. So the bees, you have the candles and you have the honey. And that's at Yes Gallery.
Yes, we have all those products at Yes Gallery. And it's kind of a funny story how we got into the beekeeping.
Okay.
So we were at one of our buying shows that we go to, and there was this one in particular where they have a huge selection of foods that you can sample. And I came across this booth, and it was called Crazy Jerry's Hot Sauce. And it was this big, tall guy with a beard and a mustache. It was Crazy Jerry. And he had on a leather cowboy hat and a leather vest. And he asked me, how hot I think I could tolerate. And I said, give me your hottest stuff. And he said, are you sure? And he squirts this yellowish mustard-looking stuff on a cracker. And it was coming out of this... aluminum can, and the label had a gas mask on it.
But she was tough.
I popped it right in my mouth. Oh my goodness. I was not doing well for a solid 20 minutes after that. And then
she couldn't breathe.
When he saw the look on my face, he said, where are you from? And I said, Rhode Island. He goes, oh, had I known that, I would not have given you that. It was ghost pepper chili paste.
Wow.
So at the end of the aisle, we came across a a small beekeeping company that sold a nice line of honey that we ended up selling for quite a while. And they had this drink made with honey that you could sample, and I just kept drinking cup after cup, and they noticed the look on my face and the sweat pouring down my my cheeks.
What's wrong with her?
And said, "Are you okay? Do you need to come sit down?" And so I sat in their booth for a while, and while I sat there, Palmer started talking about that beekeeper. Mm-hmm. And he gained such an interest in beekeeping after their discussion that he came back and took a class at RIC, right? There was a beekeeping class at RIC that you took.
Rylan College.
With your mom.
With my mom, yes.
Okay.
Yep, so now she enjoys eating the honey while he does all the work.
And our name is BB, and there's a skep in our crest, so I have always been interested, but never...
No, wait a minute. Her name...
Our last name
our
is BB.
Our last name is BB.
Oh, I thought
right?
you said her, your mother's name was.
No.
That's really weird.
I know, right? So our last name is BB.
Is it right?
And in the BB family crest, there are skeps. And so Palmer had always been interested. So this sort of opened the door. And it was a hobby at first. And once we realized how amazing our local raw honey tasted, we realized we really needed to.
All right. Well, there you go. All right.
Make
so
more.
That's the honey story, and that's available at Yes Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get back to, you know, you're so proud of Wickford in general. Some of the things in the future, maybe you can touch on some of the events that are going on and some of the things that might be involved with Yes Gallery and J.W. Graham.
Yeah. So in Wickford, we, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of the shop owners, we all get together and brainstorm ideas for events. And there's certain events that happen year after year. And then we also try to bring in new ones here and there. So we try to have something going on in every season. So upcoming this summer, this is actually something that a local fan of Wickford started, and now we try to pitch in to help with this event. It's called Wickford Harbor Lights. It's pretty awesome.
I see the harbor lights. Old song, long before your time.
So we set out all these floating
Luminaries.
Yeah.
Cool.
Into the channel that, that cuts through the middle of the village and then out into the harbor. This really awesome woman, Joellen, started it.
Wickford's own water fire.
That's right. It is, but without actual fire. But they're all illuminated. And the shops will stay open late, and a lot of us will have guest artists. And the restaurants will have special menus and... so there's four of those planned for this summer. The first one being May 10th, which is
next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then there's one June 21st, July 19th, and August 9th. And any of these events that you're interested in, if you follow the I Love Wickford Village Facebook page, we're always posting what's going on in Wickford. So that's actually a great, fun page to follow.
And you also have a Facebook page, which is probably linked to that,
Sure do.
Yeah.
So J.W. Graham and Yes Gallery, we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
Right.
So definitely follow us on there.
Okay.
Also coming up in Wickford, every year we do Wicked Week in October.
Well, let's back up to that May 10th one because I just realized that's like 2 days before Mother's Day.
Right before Mother's Day.
Right, so you're shopping.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to get Mom something.
That's right. And we have so many great gifts for Mom at both of our shops.
All right.
So that would actually be a nice evening to bring Mom to also.
Yeah, we'll leave her outside so she doesn't know what she's getting. It's a surprise.
You know. Or let her pick it.
Sometimes
then you'll
it's
know you,
smarter
you,
to let her pick her own.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I interrupted
no,
the schedule
good.
There.
So, like I was saying, in October, we do Wicked Week every year, which always features the Horribles Parade, and it's amazing. I think we got a rough count of maybe 700 or 800 people attended last
wow,
year.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So families, like the entire family, will dress up in Halloween costumes and march through the village, and then everyone comes trick-or-treating to all the stores, and it's a great time. And there's other events that happen that week as well. And then, of course, in December is Festival of Lights, which is absolutely magical. It's always the weekend after Thanksgiving weekend. So okay. Not Black Friday, Small Business Saturday weekend, but the following weekend is when Festival of Lights is.
Almost the first
weekend.
Don't
forget the art festival.
So this year is Festival of Lights is December 5th through 8th.
Yeah, I was going to say usually that would make it the first weekend normally.
Yes.
In December, yeah.
So that's really magical, though. Santa comes in by boat, and then there's horse-drawn hay rides with Santa, and he sings with everybody.
Santa comes in by boat?
He does.
That's a long trip from the North Pole.
It sure is. Yeah. And I'm his official Wickford elf.
Oh.
Yes.
You're an elf.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually the coordinator of Festival of Lights for about 15 years now. So.
And you, since you have nothing else to do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so bored. I forgot Art Festival. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, Wickford Art Festival, which is the oldest open-air fine arts festival in the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I'm writing that down.
57 years?
I want to say 53 or 4.
The t-shirt I have says 55 on it.
Oh, well, then it's more than 54.
Yeah.
So this year, that is July 13th and 14th.
Right.
So that's awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So now, getting back to the stores and what's in the stores, we just got a few more minutes to go.
Oh, we got to talk about ourselves now.
Yeah. Because we talked about jewelry and we talked about that. Are there specific lines of product that are growing?
So we've noticed that, like I mentioned earlier, 10 years or so ago, the economy was going through a tough time, and we noticed that there was a bit of price resistance with customers, and we adjusted to that by bringing in more manufactured lines in both shops. But the past several years, we've noticed a resurgence in appreciation for handmade. That makes us so happy, because that is our root, and that is our love, and that's what Jim Graham started with. He used to buy pottery out of the back of people's vans. They would pull right up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where we come from. It's what we love the most, and so we are so happy with the prospect to become more and more focused on that again. Handmade, made in America, made locally here in Rhode Island and New England. More and more over the past couple of years, we've been readjusting our focus back to that. And that's really where we want to be. And we're so happy that customers are loving that again.
There you go. And the larger items, you mentioned lamps and things like that, some home decor, that's still a major part of what you do?
Yeah, I mean, not as much as it was. A lot of our lamps are quite up there in price, $1,000 or so on many of them that are handmade. And so that can be a tougher price point to command. But any customer that has ever bought one of the lamps or pieces of furniture from us, it ends up being a favorite thing in their home.
Yeah, it's like a work of art.
Exactly.
It's not something you're buying at Kmart for $5.99.
Right. So it's not just something to stick a light bulb in.
Right. All right. Okay. Well, that's great. So I want to make sure we've covered all the product lines. And you what else might they find? Some things for the kitchen or?
Lots of serving pieces. We have lots of pottery. We still have garden art, handmade birdhouses, and we have actually a
custom wedding gifts.
Oh, we love the custom lines. Yes, okay. There's this
wedding
line.
Gifts. What a great idea!
Oh,
this is the time of year, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's this line of pottery that is personalized, all by hand to order in New Hampshire. It's one of our best-selling lines. And there's all these varieties of pieces you can order with a bride and groom and date on it. Or you could do even like a baby name, first and middle name and birth date on.
Uh-huh.
Really, really beautiful pieces that are functional art.
Excellent. I just want to wrap this up by saying that Wickford is growing and improving all the time, right?
It sure is. So we just finally finished getting our sewers installed in
there
Wickford.
You go. All right.
And so that is opening a door that for a lot of new restaurants to come in and businesses to grow and reconfigure. And we're already noticing so much change in Wickford. And there we know of so many things that are about to happen. It's really exciting. So, a lot, especially with a few more restaurants coming in, there's going to be a lot more choices of people to to stay not only throughout the day to shop and grab lunch, but to stay into the evening and have more dinner choices.
And make it a destination.
Make it a destination. Yeah. All right.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for coming in today. And Palmer, it was great meeting you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Thank you, Mike.
I hope the bees go well, continue to go well. Yeah, we've had a very full, more than full half hour here. But I want to thank you both and keep it going in beautiful downtown Wickford. Check them out on Facebook. J.W. Graham and Yes Gallery. And we'll see you all next time on Company Break.